Hey everyone, welcome back to Real Talk with Alyssa. I'm your host, Alyssa speaking. I hope you're all having a great day, afternoon, night, and I'm looking forward to this topic as always. So today we are going to be discussing how psychic and mediumship works. I wanted to talk about this topic because there are a lot of people in this world that don't understand how it works. There's a lot of false beliefs that psychics and mediums or psychic mediums are essentially like professional, like facial expression and body language readers and stuff like that. Hey, maybe some people are. I don't know. I do know that there are a lot of inauthentic psychic mediums out there. A lot of people not in it for the right work. A lot of people don't necessarily have very developed skills. But I'm going to jump into it to help anybody who has any questions or doesn't fully understand how it works. So I am a psychic medium myself, but I'm also considering myself to be a student as I am learning to develop my skills a little bit deeper. That's another thing. Some people hear that and they might think, red flag, what do you mean develop your skills? I'll get into it and I will explain it. You have to understand how it works in order to understand that this is stuff that can be developed. So, I mean, I don't think I need to really fully explain what a psychic and a medium is, but basically a psychic is a person who is sensitive to like extrasensory perception from the things from the non-physical world. And then mediums are people who can communicate with the souls that have passed on. You can either be psychic or you could be psychic and medium. It's if you're a medium, then you pretty much have all of the abilities. I don't really know too much about how it works when it comes to people who are psychic, who aren't psychic. To my knowledge, I feel like we can all pretty much get connected through our third eye and crown chakra. But anyway, so psychics and mediums, pretty much it works the same way. But like with psychics, there's a little bit more room to discuss a little more in depth about how it works. So psychics have a different way of downloading information. When I say downloading information, I mean the way that they're receiving information from spirit. So some people can be called like clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient. There's different types of clairs, which is like a form of like a sensory. So for example, there's some people who can just hear. They can hear the words in their head. They can hear the message. Some people can visually see the message. Some people can feel the message. And some people see symbols, like if they close their eyes and stuff like that. Some people have stronger senses than others, and that's really primarily how they do the reading. Other people have multiple different senses, like for me. I have multiple different senses in the way that I interpret messages, which is why sometimes it could be a little more complicated. And from my experience, I don't know what it's like for other people, but when you're getting it different and when you're getting messages in different ways and forms, it's a lot and it can be overwhelming. So everyone has different ways of connection and downloading the way that people download messages. So here's the thing. When psychics are getting messages and they're connecting to spirit, connecting to the energy, they're receiving messages in the way that they're going to understand it. So let's say, for example, they show me that I'm on a beach and the sun is hitting me and I'm really relaxed. Maybe it could mean that the person needs to go on vacation. Maybe it means the person just went on vacation. Maybe it means that the person is a very grounded person. Maybe they love the beach. It could mean so many different things, but that's the symbol and that's the way that the universe, the spirit is making me feel. And so you have to interpret the message to see what fits for them. So for example, one of the women that I have gone to for a reading, she was a phenomenal reader, like absolutely insane. But her symbol, like, so she'll see like a gold watch or just like a watch or something. And that is a symbol for her telling her that this is a man or there's a specific person that has their shit together. Having a watch on, seeing a watch symbolizes that this person has their shit together. So it could be very complicated and it really depends on the specific person. So I may tell spirit, hey, show me this to mean X, Y, and, you know, X, Y, or Z. Show me, or they can show me something or someone or a place or a location that's going to explain something specifically that this person is going through. Spirit has to, there has to be a communication, a lot of communication developed as well as boundaries with spirit in order to establish the way that the messages are going to be received. if that is not formed, or if there is no clear understanding, or if someone can't think very clearly, then the reading is not going to go very smoothly. Or maybe there may be a lot of no's. No, that doesn't resonate with me, which is possible sometimes. And sometimes in later in the day after a reading, you may realize, oh, wow, wait a minute, that does connect with me. Sometimes people do get nervous with psychic mediums, and then sometimes they forget information or they don't know who they're talking about, and then it always comes to them later. It's very common. But if a psychic or medium is not picking up on the correct information, there could be a multitude of reasons as to why they're not giving a necessarily specific reading. Sometimes it's just not a good energetic match between the two of you guys. Sometimes the energy can just be very closed off on like the person, on the other person's end, not the reader. And sometimes the reader just may not be interpreting the messages correctly. And this is an area in which I struggle with. So what I find is that I'm so open to not only the mediumship part, but also psychically speaking, I'm incredibly psychic. And I did not realize how psychic I was until I started doing mentoring. And same thing with mediumship. I didn't realize that the way that I was receiving messages and the way that people were coming forward, it's not that I wasn't getting the information, it's that I didn't know how to interpret it. So I'll sit down for a reading with someone and suddenly get it's like, picture like a wave just crashing into you. That wave is just crashing into me is multiple different stories that I need to discuss with them. What I need to do as a reader is I need to be able to separate each of the stories. So for example, I was doing a reading on someone, and the song All My Exes Live in Texas, the country song, kept coming up. And then the state Texas kept coming up. And then I was thinking of an ex, like from the song The Exes. And I was like, I knew there was a message for this person. And we were trying to figure out what was going on. Someone who is a very developed reader, which is what I'm working towards, would have been able to establish immediately that, okay, so there's an ex that's involved in your life, and Spirit's telling me that you took a vacation to Texas, or you guys have been to Texas before, maybe you lived in Texas, like stuff like that. That would be a smooth reading that goes. For me, because I'm still in the development stage, I was struggling to be able to piece things together. We finally got to the understanding of what was going on. Once I was able to primarily focus on that story, because then I was also getting information from something else. And then like the person's sister was coming up, that I had to do the reading on that, the sister. That was coming a little more clearly because it was yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes, that's it. So I knew, okay, all these pieces of information I'm getting are for this specific story. And then I just kept channeling back to the ex and Texas. And this brings me to another point, is that sometimes when you go to a reading, you hear what you need and not what you want. And sometimes you hear what you need and what you want to hear. So it really depends on whatever spirit feels is best and needed. But I kept circling back to that specific topic. We finally figured out what it was. And then once she pieced together, okay, like, yes, I want a vacation with an ex to Texas, I'm like, okay, that's it. But it took her even some time to like make the connection. My personal goal is to get to the point where they don't even have to worry about making the connection. I make the connection for them. But I'm a work in progress. So once we worked through that, then I was able to clearly channel the message that Spirit was trying to get. I just had to get to that specific topic. And then, you know, able to compartmentalize each specific story, because sometimes the way that I'm getting the download is one little piece of multiple different stories. I need to compartmentalize each and every one of them. Now, same thing with mediumship. I did not know that I was experiencing multiple spirits coming to me, and it's very confusing and overwhelming when they're Italian because they're all up in your face. And they're just like, they all want to talk it. So the first time I realized this was when I was in mentorship, and my mentor, I was telling her specific details of this. So the way that I see it, I like to close my eyes a lot, because when I close my eyes, it's the weirdest thing, but like I physically see like a picture of them and I can describe what they look like. And like Spirit will give me, like, will literally show me different symbols and things. It's the weirdest thing behind my eyelids. I see them. So I was describing what I was picking up on. And then my mentor was like, okay, Alyssa, you're talking to like multiple different people right now. And then once she said that, I was able to realize, okay, there's three people here right now. There's this person, there's that person. Because then I had to ask the question. So this is another thing. Some people, listen, some people are just born with this shit. Some people have to actually like practice. I don't know. The people who are like born with it and don't have to necessarily practice, like kudos to them. But I wish it was like that for me. But I guess the learning part is fun. You get to make connections with other people, but you have to ask questions and you have to know what specific questions you're going to ask. And this is a big thing my mentor always talks about, is knowing the specific questions to ask. And then as you ask the questions, then spirit will know how to give you the message. So in order to really give a really like a solid message, or you know, connect with the person's loved one and give a solid message and make sure that this person is fully connected and knows that this specific person is currently in the space communicating with them, you have to really give a lot of information. You don't want to just say, okay, it's this person, this is what they look like. My mentor teaches us to ask for like a specific identifier. Give me like two or three memories that, you know, this person can connect to, which I think is phenomenal. I think that's great. It just makes it even more deeper and makes them feel more connected and more, you know, comfortable with them, which is amazing. But you have to ask these specific questions. And as you ask these specific questions, then spirit will know how to communicate them with you immediately. And those are the people who are really good readers, who flow very well. These are the people who are my mentors, which are amazing. So it's all very important things to be mindful of when you're going to a reader. It's not just, oh, they're staring at your face. What they don't realize, or what people don't realize, is that when we're connected, we're channeling, we're not really paying attention to like what's going on. Like there are times where I'm literally just gazing out into space and I'm just talking and talking and talking because there's just a message. It's almost like spirit is communicating through me. Oftentimes, readers don't remember what the message is. They won't remember stuff, which is why some people will take notes and then some people like to record the message, or the other person likes to take notes. It's important to take notes. I don't always remember the message. One time I was randomly got a download for my guy friend. This was like a year and a half ago. And he was telling me the things that I was saying. And I was like, I don't even remember that. I was just channeling. Sometimes it comes out so quickly. Sometimes the message comes through so quickly and so much information that I'm sitting there just typing, 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 typing the message. And then it's like, you don't remember it. So yes, there's inauthentic readers out there. Yes, there are readers who are like still developing their skills and maybe like not as skilled. And then there's some people who are just phenomenal and amazing. And honestly, those people are the ones that are well known in the community. So when you go to a psychic or a psychic medium, make sure that you keep yourself open, and also make sure that it feels right. Make sure that you feel connected to the person. I find that the people that work with us and the people that come to us are the people that need the support, and like that we are the vessels that are meant to be channeling the message to these people. It's interesting because as far as energy goes, what you put out there is what you receive. So the type of energy that we put out there, sometimes that's what we're going to get. And of course, you're going to get challenged. I mean, my mentor has told me about people who will literally just sit there, not even make a facial expression, not even say anything. She always tells me, tell people to say yes, no, or I don't know. And that's it. Don't like share anything else. We don't want the person to share anything else. We want to be able to channel the message, because then why are you even paying someone to do the work? But some people will just sit there and not respond or do anything. And if I'm even speaking to any of those people, just know that when you do that, you're also creating like a barrier, an energetic barrier. And this person may not be able to read you as well. Or maybe you're going to be so closed off that, like, if they're saying things that are correct, because also my mentor told me a story about how she did a reading for someone and how the person said no for everything. And then the person went to the other person that she knew, who referred her to her, and said that she literally got every single thing correct, that she like got all the information right. But the person told her like no for everything. So sometimes when you create that blockage, or when you're always saying no, it's good. Like if I'm doing a reading on someone and they're saying no, it either means that like, A, I'm not interpreting the information correctly, because when I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it. No one can tell me that like I'm wrong. I'm definitely feeling it. It's a matter of the way that I'm interpreting it, and that I'm 100% confident about. It's either not interpreting it correctly, or honestly, sometimes you could be reading someone out in the hallway. Sometimes you can be reading the person who's maybe coming in for a reading after the fact, or even before, stuff like that. It's pretty crazy, and that's why some people feel like when the people do crowd readings, this is a good one. Some people literally think that like they have professionals sitting down, looking on the internet, and researching them, and trying to find as much information about them as they can. This way they can just spit out the information. Like, what? I'm sorry, but like, that's not even worth the money. That is like way more work than what these people are getting paid. And I know that these people get paid really good money, but I'm sorry, like, you can't pay me enough money to sit there and research every single freaking person's like social media and find any of this information. It doesn't work like that. Spirits come through, they say what they're picking up on. And yes, if someone gets excited or someone's having any type of facial expression that's showing them like, yeah, you're right, or that they're crying, or any type of body language, that's just validation that yes, you are the specific person that this message is for. So I know that people like to knock these, you know, psychic mediums. And listen, there are a lot of fraudulent people out there. I totally get that. But keep in mind, like, this is, it's a skill and it's a gift that needs to be worked through. So let me put this in a different perspective for you. When you're going to grade school, you choose to go to college for a profession, right? So you go to school for this profession because you're learning how, so you already carry these skills. So for me, perfect example, I went to school to be a social worker. I already carried a lot of very, very strong skills. I had to learn how to incorporate them properly to actually really help people. And on top of that, learning new things. So you can look at that as people who may not be as developed of psychic mediums as others are, is that they're essentially kind of developing those skills. Just because you're developing skills doesn't mean that you're faking it. It's not like a fake it till you make it thing. Like, you can't just fake stuff like this. It's an energy. And for those of you who are listening that are connected to energy, can understand things. For those of you who don't get it and are just like, nope, I still don't believe her. This is bullshit. When you walk into a room and you can sense that something is off, or when you meet people and you can just sense that something's off and you just don't like them, you can't sit here and tell me that you don't believe in any of this stuff when you believe in what you're feeling is, when you don't even know this person and you have no idea what's going on in a room you just entered. So that's energy. And there are people who are incredibly tapped into energy. Like for me, that's why it can be very challenging for me going into places, being around certain people, because it could be a little too much, especially because when you're absorbing it, you're always in other people's energy unintentionally. And sometimes you're even downloading information. Like sometimes I'll be in someone's presence and I'm like, oh my God, like you just like get information. It just happens. It's just natural. So keep that in mind. I'm not trying to convince anyone not to believe in psychic mediums. Like, everyone is, you know, free to believe in whatever they feel is in alignment with them. But for those of you who are open and want to understand how psychic mediumship works, I hope that this podcast episode helped to really paint the picture really clearly. I didn't get into the clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudience things because it's just different ways to connect with spirit and different ways of communicating and different ways to get the download. So that wasn't my goal to explain any of that, but I hope this all helps. And I hope that you guys got a lot of this podcast. I hope you all have a great week. And thank you so much for stopping by and your continued support.